We both take notes on our bulletin. I have to have my bulletin for the next week. So there we go. It's not a problem. I want to thank everybody who, throughout the week and throughout time, whenever you see something or you hear something or you something that speaks to you, a song, a DVD or something that you're watching, a video or whatever, and that you share it. That's how a lot of these things we get to do. And Angela sent me that this past week, and she said, "What do you think about this?" She said, "I just think it's the coolest thing." And I said, "Well, it is." And I said, "I think it'll work, and it will for today." But whether it's any day, I get a lot of them sent, but just know that it is about the cross and that we live each and every day with that hope that it is about the cross. I know today there's a lot of people that are not here today because they don't feel well, and they've been sick with this mess that they've had for several weeks, and it seems to go and come. And I've had it since Tuesday night, and I just want y'all to know this morning that after this, when we have Holy Communion, that Mr. Ray and Lisa will be serving you Holy Communion this morning, and I will be the last one to take communion today, so I'm not going to touch the elements to. I don't want to make nobody sick. I don't want nobody saying, "Well, I took communion and the preacher made me sick." So, but I think it's out in the air. I think it's everywhere. So just pray for a lot of people today, many that just are not feeling good at all. I hear some of the coughs out there this morning. It's that time of year, so we just need to lift each other up in prayer this day. As we come to this time here in Mark's Gospel today, the 13th chapter, beginning with verse 24 through 37, we are talking about the coming of the Son of Man and how things change and how new life happens. And it's talking about the days of at the end times, but what we are expecting. It says, "But in those days, after all the suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the skies, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with a great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heaven. And from the fig tree, learn its lessons. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. And truly I tell you, the generations will not pass until all of these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." And he says, "But also about that same time of day and hour, no one will know, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey, and when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep watch, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or at cockcrow or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God.